Now, our message today is called A Christmas Sign. If you can just turn me down a little bit from Matthew chapter 2, and it says, "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star as it rose and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes, he inquired from them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' And then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and to find out from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search direct diligently for the child. And when you've found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." Amen. So I want to just preach for about 20 minutes this morning on this topic of a Christmas sign. We've been doing a Christmas mini-series, and this is the third one. And I've pinched a few points from Spurgeon, who preached on this passage on the 24th of December, 1882. And so today we want to just have a look at this supernatural story, which is full of supernatural events. We have four different dreams. Joseph seems like every time he falls asleep, he dreams, and God speaking to him through angels, warning him what to do and what not to do. We have a virgin birth where miraculously, God is born to this teenager, Mary. Jesus, fully man and fully God, this virgin birth of Christ. So that when you came to Bethlehem and kissed the face of this little baby, how many of you like kissing babies? When you kissed the face of this little baby, you were kissing the face of God. Imagine that. And we also had these wise men from the east that came to meet this child Jesus. And it wasn't three wise men. It was probably a group of them. They just brought three gifts. And on the Christmas cards, you've got three wise men, but it's actually just three gifts. It's probably a bigger group traveling from Persia, which took them quite a long way. And along with this, there's also a general expectation in the land. Even the Roman historians are saying they were expecting something to happen. And so to set this whole thing in motion and the birth of Christ, God commissions a star, a new star that appears in the night sky, and it moves. And they track the star, and they follow the star. It's like a glowing GPS long before Google Earth, and it leads them to where Jesus is living in Bethlehem. And Jesus is probably about 2 years old up to that time. It's not the baby in the manger. He's a bit older. He's living in a house now, which is why Herod ordered to kill all the male children under two to cover that period as well. But God sends the star to lead these wise men from the east so that they discover Jesus as a little boy in Bethlehem. And we see how God uses things that are familiar to us. These wise men studied stars. God uses the stars to guide them to Christ. And I want to just pick up this whole topic of this Christmas sign, this Christmas star that God used. And I want you to see, first of all, that when the wise men came to Jerusalem to speak to King Herod, they said, "We noticed his star." It was his star. It was the star of Christ. It was a new star that God created, but it really was a star that was pointing to Jesus. And Jesus really is the star, isn't he? He's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. In Revelation 22, he's called the bright and morning star. He's the one who lights up the night sky. He's the person who, when you invite him to supper at your house, he's the dinner guest that talks about himself the whole evening. And that's fine because he's Jesus. He's the star. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And God guides these wise men to Jesus. They used to study the night sky, these magi, these magicians, these wise men, and they would interpret dreams and study the night sky to see what was happening in the earth, a bit like reading your horoscope, I suppose. And then they saw this new star appearing, and they knew something great was happening in the earth. It got their attention, so much so that they began a journey from the east looking for this king that was to be born in the earth. And they traveled guided by the stars, this star that moved ahead of them, and then it appeared and reappeared until they found even the house where Jesus was living. It's a great thing to live in the southern hemisphere because there's lots of stars at night. I don't know when last you went outside and looked up at the sky, but it's great to live in the southern hemisphere. You don't always see the stars in the northern hemisphere. But in the southern hemisphere, we always get spoiled with lots of stars in the night sky. And I remember when I was in the Navy, one of the things when I was on a ship for many years, to become an officer in the Navy, you had to be able to navigate by the stars. That's what real sailors used to do. And you had to know your stars and your constellations, and you used to be able to set a course from the stars. And these magi were wise men who used to study the stars, and they were looking for clues, and they were looking for answers to life's deepest problems. And then they picked up this star, and they realized that this star was different from the other stars. And they began this journey to find the Christ, the King of the Jews. Hallelujah. And eventually they found Jesus in Jerusalem. These pagan magicians, no Bible, no church, no scriptures. They found Jesus by following the guidance that they had received. These clues, it was like breadcrumbs leading to Christ, who was the bread of life. They were led by God, and they came to find the Christ. And you'll find in your own life, God does that as well. He will, before you become a Christian, he will drop clues, and he will draw you, and he will speak to you. And what you need to do is also make the journey. You need to follow the clues that he gives you in order to discover Christ and have your life changed, just as these magi had their lives changed. And they found Christ because it was his star that they found. Secondly, I want you to see that the star led them right to Christ. And they found Jesus in this house with his mother, with Mary. And when they got there, they worshipped him, the Bible says. They were not satisfied with just stargazing generally, but they wanted to worship the one that the star was pointing to. It was pointing to Jesus. And when they got there, they worshipped Jesus through these supernatural means. God led them through dreams, through signs in the sky. They met God. And I just, as I read this, I thought, oh Lord, we need more of this. We need more guidance by dreams and signs and wonders. Can you say amen? Lord, do this again amongst us. And these magi were amazing guys. They had very little to go on, but they followed the guidance that they had received. Unlike the chief priests in Jerusalem, who knew where the King of the Jews was to be born. Herod asked them, where was he to born? And they said, well, in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, it says he was to be born in Bethlehem. So they knew there was a sense of expectancy. And then you had this group of wise men from the east, and they arrived and they said, where's the King of the Jews? And so they knew something had happened. And yet they didn't follow them, and they didn't go to worship Jesus. They just stayed where they were. They had the clues, they had the scriptures, they were in the right place, but they never made the journey. They never became worshipers like these magi did, because the star had led them to Christ. And that's the purpose of the star. The purpose of the star is to point to Jesus. And thirdly, we see that the star stopped at Jesus. It stopped moving when it came over the house where Jesus was. And that's where the journey stopped for the magi. Their searching stopped. Their journey stopped. They didn't need any longer to look for guidance from stars and study the night sky because they had found Christ. Hallelujah. I remember in my own life, before I met Christ, I was searching, reading books on Eastern religions. And and trying to find answers to life and drugs and reading stuff on Eastern religion, trying to find the answers. But when I found Christ, for me, the searching had stopped. Hallelujah. First, you look for him, and when you find him, you look into him. You find that you look deeper and deeper into Christ. If you're a Christian this morning, that's where we need to stay, just at the place where Jesus is, worshiping him, extolling his name, learning more and more about him. He's the ultimate Christmas gift that you keep unwrapping every year. You unwrap him and unwrap him, and you discover in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. When you find Jesus, your search stops. The answers, you have the answers. In him are hidden all the answers. In Christ. For the Magi, they stopped their journey. They stopped their searching, and they just stayed at the feet of this child. Can you imagine that? This young child, probably Jack's just a bit younger than Jack. Jack turns 3 in next week. And they worshipped this child because they realized he was the king of the Jews. And they stopped searching for answers. Hallelujah. They worshipped him as a sign of their submission and their allegiance. They brought him gifts. And some of the commentators say they brought him gold because he was a king. They brought him frankincense, which was like incense. It was used at the altar in the temple. And they brought myrrh, which was used for embalming dead bodies. And these gifts were prophetic, pointing to different aspects of the life of Christ. Gold, because he came as the Lord of glory to reach down to us. The CEO of heaven came to earth to be born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. It's incredible. Frankincense, because he came as our high priest to reconcile us to God. And myrrh, because he came to die as God's sacrificial lamb in order to obtain forgiveness of sins. And these gifts were really pointing to different aspects of the life of Christ. The one who came to live, the one who came to die, the one who came to rise again. And I'm sure for Mary and Joseph, these gifts were welcome as well, because they were pretty poor. And so they welcomed these gifts. But they were prophetic things pointing to the life of Christ. So friends, this morning as we gather on Christmas Day, we need to remember that it's about Jesus. That's what Christmas is about. He's the Christmas sign. He's the Christmas star. It's about him. And when we find him, we need to stop and we need to worship him. And so in conclusion, Jesus is the great sign we need to connect with this Christmas. If you're not a Christian this morning and you're visiting, we're so glad you're here. But I would encourage you, why not make the journey to find Christ, just as the Magi did? They made a journey. They made some effort, and they found him. He's not hard to find. He's close at hand. He's here. You can discover him today. Jesus is here. All you need to do is to reach out in faith and allow him to change your life, forgive you of your sins. If you are a Christian this morning, let other people know that his star has risen in your heart. Hallelujah. You know, it's a miracle. I don't know if you realize it, but to be able to have seen the star of Christ rise in your heart is an absolute miracle. A lot of people, they just look at the night sky, they just see stars. But these Magi saw that star. They saw his star. And if you're a Christian this morning, it means all amongst all the other great names in the earth, Muhammad and Buddha and all the other great names, you have found Christ. Hallelujah. And he's risen in your heart, to the glory of God. And my prayer is, may God continue to guide you as 2018 approaches, just as he guided these Magi. May he guide you into next year. May he bless you next year. Allow him to lead you as he did with these Magi. And when you find him, make time to worship him as we did this morning. Fall on our knees and worship him. Hallelujah. Realizing you've found the Christ. That's the greatest thing you can find in your whole life. You found the Christ. You found the Son of God. You found the greatest king who ever lived. You found the great high priest. You found the Lamb of God. You found the ultimate Christmas sign. Hallelujah. Beyond opening presents, beyond eating too much, beyond spending time with family, that's what Christmas is about. It's about knowing Jesus, the ultimate Christmas star. Hallelujah. Let's stand together as we worship Him one more time. Just give Him thanks this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank You. Let's pray together. Lord, we just thank You so much that Your star has risen in our hearts. Just thank Him this morning if you're a Christian. Say, Lord, thank You that Your star has risen in my heart. Thank You that I saw Your star amongst all the other stars. You enabled me to spot Your star and to follow it until I found You. Thank You, Lord.